Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Warning, Keep Off.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Our reading is a part of the series of seven woes directed against the scribes and Pharisees. This is the sixth woe. The sixth woe deals with the concern for externals and neglect of what is inside. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs. Isn't it that tombs that are clean looks nice to look at? In most countries in Asia, especially here in the Philippines, a clean and well-painted tomb is a sign that the dearly departed ones are well-loved. We actually look down upon a family who does not pay a visit to clean the tombs of their loved ones. That is why it is very normal here in the Philippines to hire a caretaker for the tomb of their dearly departed loved ones to make sure that they are clean. Now, why is it that Jesus used a whitewashed tomb as a metaphor? In ancient Israel, tombs were carved out of the abundant rock formations outside of cities and communities in ancient Israel. In the ancient world, a grave may simply go unnoticed. Travelers who are unfamiliar with the location may step too close to a grave. And if they do, they contract corpse impurity. Because of that, they cannot enter the inner temple without first performing a week-long purification ceremony involving the ashes of a red heifer. Since coming in contact with dead bodies render a person unclean, cemeteries were considered off-limits. Thus, tombs were whitewashed to help visitors avoid them. So the real purpose of whitewashing tombs was to warn people to keep off them. What was Jesus truly saying here? He was comparing the scribes and Pharisees to tombs that appear good on the outside, but had to be avoided to prevent getting defiled. In the metaphor, they should be the one wearing a warning sign that says, keep off. Today, Jesus warns us to be more critical of what is inside of us than merely trying to look good for others to admire or to be looked up to. We are also asked to reflect on how we look at other people. Have we become perfectionists and too critical of others, yet with hearts full of contempt? The world is full of people with so much to say, but are hollow inside. Are we like whitewashed tombs? Should we also have a sign that says, keep off?